Scott, have you seen Mon Oncle?
I have seen Mon Oncle, and I have seen that and Playtime by director and movie comedian Jacques Tati.
Yes, Jacques Tati. Mon Oncle is my favorite movie from him. Jacques Tati only made 6 feature films from 1949 to 1974, but he had a style all his own. There is no one like Tati. He created a unique brand of movie comedy. Tons of physical gags, visual surprises in his sets and his art direction, and his photography, which is very interesting, and fascinating sound effects as well.
And his films also are, in a way, they do pay tribute to the Hollywood, the early Hollywood silent stars, Chaplin, Buster Keaton, and people like that as well.
Yeah, completely. Tati was a master of physical comedy. He started off in the French equivalent of vaudeville, doing mime and clowning and stage stuff. And he totally carries on the tradition of silent comedians and filmmakers. I think especially Buster Keaton.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, and because Keaton would set things up, he would actually choreograph what was the action that was going to happen around his own physical self and react to that or not react to that.
Yeah, and that's what happens in these 4 of his 6 features have this character, Monsieur Hulot, and he's played by Tati himself, right? So Tati wrote and directed these movies, and he plays the Monsieur Hulot character. And this includes Mon Oncle, my uncle, which is the one we talked about at the beginning, which is my favorite. And the one that most critics usually cite as the greatest, which is called Playtime. And Monsieur Hulot is this free spirit who goes around, he walks funny, wears his trench coat, carries an umbrella, and...
Oh, he has a pipe.
And he wears a
distinctive hat as well.
And yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's Monsieur Hulot. So in the tradition of Chaplin or Keaton, right, finding a character. And he's this guy who things just happen to that are funny, or he accidentally causes crazy things to happen to other people.
And also the films also reveal a sort of conflict between the traditional old world and the new postmodern world. The post-World War II world.
Very much. So in all the movies with Monsieur Hulot, Tati shines this skeptical light on the modern world with its ugly buildings and mass production of stupid products. He shows it as kind of cold and soulless, and he shows how modern life makes people behave ridiculously because they care so much about convenience and order and their possessions. And all this makes great material for all kinds of comic images and stuff, because he's got, you know, people dealing with wacky machines that won't do what they want to do, and factories that churn out crazy products that aren't working right, and
furniture that looks really cool, but it's actually not serviceable.
Yeah, Mon Oncle, they have this incredibly modern furniture. In Mon Oncle, basically, and the other thing about these movies is they have very little plot. They're mostly just series of gags, right? Mon Oncle probably has the most plot, where Monsieur Hulot he's the uncle to this little kid. And so then there's his sister, the adults of the kid's parents are his sister and his brother-in-law. And they live in this super modern automated house.
That's always actually breaking down as well throughout the movie.
And the things that this house does, right? Like, what is the kitchen like? What did you like?
I still don't understand everything that was going on in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's just all these crazy automated things. She goes through this incredibly complex thing to make a hard-boiled egg for the kid. And then they've got this hideous, like everything they have is incredibly neat. Like there isn't like a leaf on the ground, right? Everything has to be perfect.
And in the first sequence, it's the mother, the sister of Monsieur Hulot, who's basically cleaning everything in the wake of her husband leaving for work.
Yeah, and they've obviously got this ritual where she carries his briefcase out for him, and she's dusting everything. She dusts the handle of the car as he gets in. She dusts the car as it drives by. And then they've got this, you know, horrific, horrifying, like, fish fountain that they only turn on for special people. So someone rings at the gate. She quickly turns on the fish fountain because it's special. And then she sees that it's her brother, so she turns it off.
And the other thing is that the layout of the yard is like a maze.
Yeah. And they've got these like stepping stones that you're supposed to have to walk on, which are incredibly awkward. And he's just completely making fun of modernism and the modern world. And it leads to a million different funny gags and crazy stuff happening and funny sounds. Tati has an incredibly great use of soundtrack. But he's got, you know, there's a little bit of a serious message behind it, because what Jacques Tati really loved, and you can see it in the movies, is he loves genuine, simpler things, old things, the old neighborhoods with cafes and unpretentious people and things made by hand. And
not just unpretentious people, but they're all living together as well.
Yeah. And Tati actually said, I read an interview with him, he said in the old days, people used to have more fun and they were more generous. They weren't always, they weren't just like completely preoccupied with, you know, and the modern world we're seeing in this movie, right? This is 1958. So this is kind of old by today's standards, but you can multiply this by 100 now, because now it's not even things anymore. Now we're all captive of just like digitization, just like virtual stuff.
And the brother-in-law, who is one of the heads of a rubber factory, he and his friends, all they ever talk about is business and finance. That's all they talk about.
Right. And their cars. And Tati loves doing things with cars. He has an entire movie, Traffic, basically about cars. And the movie Playtime has a lot of cars in it. And he just shows how ridiculous the whole system of cars and traffic is.
But in Mon Oncle, the big comparison in terms of the old and the new is where the Monsieur Hulot, where he lives. Now, I have to say this, though, as much as he's satirizing and lampooning the modern world, he's also poking fun at his neighbors who are living in the old world as well. He's poking fun at them, too, in the terms of the tone of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly shows that things aren't practical, right? Like the building he lives in, they show you him walking from the ground level up like three stories, winding back and forth. You see him as he passes by a window each time. And it's this incredibly complicated way to get up there. So yeah, but it's kind of, it's genuine. It's just like, it was built by people with their hands, you know, and
it looks lived in.
Right. Another thing he very much loves, he always portrays children sympathetically as really genuine, and he loves dogs. Right. In Monsieur Hulot, in Mon Oncle, dogs open and close the movie.
Not only do they open and close the movie, but they're throughout the film. And in fact, I think one of the things that he's doing is that he's showing that there's not that much difference between these pack of dogs and all the humans that he shows.
Yeah, except that the dogs act naturally. So the dogs are more like maybe what we admire in humans, right?
And the nephew and his friends are running around town amusing themselves as well.
Right. And then you see that's what he likes. He likes when they're just running through open fields, when they're playing practical jokes on people. But when the nephew gets back to his home, his modern home, then he has to, you know, act completely perfect like his mother wants things to be.
You can see that he's uncomfortable there and he doesn't like it as much. And as soon as his uncle shows up, he's happy.
Yeah. So you saw Playtime, too, didn't you?
I saw Playtime, too, and I had seen that decades ago. And that is an amazing film where Tati actually built a miniature city outside of Paris and to do this film, which took over 9 years.
Yeah, and this movie really, really shows. This movie is often cited by critics as his greatest film. My personal favorite is Mon Oncle because it's more fun. But this is a masterpiece, Playtime, and it just has such meticulously, carefully constructed, precise production design and photography. I mean, he took 9 years to make this movie. And at the time, it was actually the most expensive movie ever made because he built all this stuff. And
it was on 70mm film as well.
Right. It was shot on 70mm. And it's kind of ironic because he loves the old world and he loves the old movies. But he's really invented a new kind of movie that's in some ways much more advanced than some of the others that were being made.
And in terms of how the movie moves, it moves with huge crowds of people. There's always a throng of people in Playtime. And the character of Hulot is basically, he's there, but he's also not there through much of the movie.
Yeah, and then there's fake Hulots, right?
Yeah, there are fake Hulots.
So, yeah, in a way, Tati in interviews actually said he didn't care that much. He didn't want Hulot to be the main character. He's just sort of a guy who moves through the different spaces, so sort of a reference point. But again, there's not much of a plot to playtime. And we should talk about the dialogue in his movies. It's almost incidental that nothing much really gets developed of characters or what they have to say, but the sounds that he uses, sound effects and so forth, are great.
And there's English dialogue in playtime because there are American characters that are part of the movie.
Yeah, and that's true in his movie after that, Traffic, as well. He's pretty cosmopolitan and international in the way he shows the world.
But in terms of talking about Mon Uncle, there's more dialogue in that film than there is in Playtime. Playtime, it's not really even dialogue. It's just people talking in groups, and you don't really focus in on what they're saying so much. It's all the visuals.
Yeah, there is no plot in Playtime.
There are set pieces.
There's set pieces.
So you have the
right.
set piece at the beginning, the airport, and then that leads to the hotel, and then that leads to what's going on briefly in the city. Then we get to the restaurant, and the restaurant almost takes up half the movie.
Yeah, it's very anarchic. It's not my favorite thing in the movie. I like the earlier stuff where he shows the airport and then this big business building, which are just, it's just amazing how they're shot. They're like, all the design in that, it's all very steely gray and blue.
Lots of glass.
And you hear people's like heels on the hard floors clicking from a distance, and all his sound was done in post-production. He shot completely without microphones and without sound to give him complete control over the sound later on.
And one of the things about Playtime, there's this group of American tourists who are in it from the beginning to the end, and there's a woman named Barbara who is part of the group of tourists, and she's entranced by things like a woman selling flowers at a street corner, and she says, "This is the real France." But then when she goes and opens up one of the glass doors, you can see the reflection of the Eiffel Tower. It's like these tourists never actually visit the real Paris.
Yeah, it's been pointed out that in Playtime, you never really see Paris, except occasionally in a reflection. You see a reflection of the Eiffel Tower or another famous building. But then what we see where everything takes place is just in these ugly buildings.
And then there's the sequence where Monsieur Hulot runs into a friend of his who he served in the military with during World War II. And he takes him into his apartment, which is a glass-fronted apartment. And it's a series of apartments, and you don't hear anything that they're saying or anything that anybody else is saying. You just hear the street sounds and watch what they're doing in this glass apartment.
Yeah, and the apartments, I mean, they don't make sense. This wouldn't be real, right? Because these are like apartments that are at ground level or the floor above on a main street. Like if it was on, you know, an avenue in New York City or on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. I mean, and they have no curtains or anything. So there's these big picture windows and you just see right into their apartment. People walking by on a busy city street.
It's like humans in a zoo.
Yeah.
Well, and then also one of the things that was kind of interesting in terms of, again, he's poking fun at people throughout his movies. And in terms of the character of Barbara, he's kind of poking fun at her a little bit, but it's also, she's shown as being sort of endearing. And in fact, Monsieur Hulot at the end gives her a gift, which he's actually not able to give to her personally. And that's part of the comedy of the movie. But there's also the characters that are the ugly Americans who are there boisterous, more boisterous than they need to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, these films are, it's funny. I've talked to some people who've seen these movies and didn't really like them much. If you are someone that really need a story, an engaging story, Tati wouldn't be for you. He doesn't have plots. He doesn't have character development.
Well, I have to say, for me, I'd seen Tati decades ago. I enjoyed him when I saw Playtime back in the 80s. I went to see it again within the last 15 years or so and didn't enjoy it as much. In fact, I took it out I watched it on DVD and took it out. But this time I enjoyed both Mon Uncle and Playtime, but the humor became accumulative for me. It's not the familiar type of humor that you're used to, even with like the old slapstick Hollywood movies either. You have to, it's almost like you have to learn to understand the humor involved.
Yeah, in these two especially. If you want to see the really more slapstick stuff, see Mr. Hulot's Holiday, his second film.
He's a filmmaker who choreographs his movies in a completely unique way. If you haven't seen any of his films, you've really never seen his type of filmmaking.
Yeah,